Don Vapa hasn't toured Canada for a long time. But this month, the legendary banjoist, composer and educator from New Orleans, as well as a fan of Canadian television programs, will have 5 dates in Saskatchewan and BC, stopping in Coquitlam on May 14 with 3 equally talented musicians. It's a quick trip across the border that his agent booked after the COVID-19 pandemic restrictions lifted for performing arts venues and theaters. And the tour comes at a time when the 67-year-old is at the top of his game, after being recognized for showcasing his skills and preserving the Creole culture for decades. In 2020, his work The Blue Book of Storyville was named the Times of London's Jazz Album of the Year. The next year, the New Orleans product clinched the Steve Martin Banjo Prize, while last fall, he was inducted into the Banjo Hall of Fame. "I wonder what this year will bring. I seem to be on a roll," Vapa told the Tri-City News during a phone interview from New Orleans. For his Canadian gigs, Vapa said he'll be playing tunes from his award-winning album, which he considers to be his best to date. "Every song has a story behind it, and Vapa loves to share the tales about his hometown and about traditions in southeastern Louisiana. I was born into that," he said. "Neither of my parents played music, but I come from an extended family of musicians. At home, the elders spoke in Creole when they didn't want the kids to understand what they were saying. And everyone had a piano in their house, so I just started with the piano." In high school, Vapa progressed to the trumpet and other brass instruments, but in college, he studied the bass. Today, besides being the banjoist, guitarist in the Wynton Marsalis Jazz at the Lincoln Center Band, Vapa continues to pass down the Creole culture through live shows, as well as on TV and film, "because I just don't want it to die. I listen to a lot of music, but the New Orleans music is very interesting to me. It's the root of all pop music." In Canada, he'll be joined by clarinetist David Horniblow, formerly of the Chris Barber Band and the Dime Notes, and guitarist Dave Kelbit, the Dime Notes, Django a la Creole, both of whom appeared on the Blue Book of Storyville recording. Bass player Tom Wheatley, Dime Notes, will round out the quartet. For tickets at $35, $32 per $16 for the Don Vapa and Jazz Creole Show at the Evergreen Cultural Center, 1205 Pine Tree Way, on May 14 at 7:30 p.m., you can call the box office at 604-927-6555 or visit the theater's website.